Hey everyone, it's Alisa, and I'm so excited to have James and Ashley of Rehab Gaming. You know, we've been talking about, most of you should have actually already received your Christmas present from us, which included some of the Rehab cards, the Rehab After Dark cards. But let me just give you a little background on these two and where this game came from, because I think you're going to see yourselves in their story. And so as we start talking about rehabbing the art of conversation, you're going to see why these two have such a passion for what you and I do on a daily basis with the ones that we love. And they started saying, what do you do when you're having married friends over for dinner and you know the two of them are not talking and are in the middle of a fight? Okay, I know you can't raise your hands right now, but how many of you have had that awkward moment when they walk in the door and you can tell? Absolutely. Goes on to say, that's what James Schlimmer had to endure 6 years ago when his best friend and best friend's wife came over for dinner one night. The idea of having to sit through awkward conversation was taxing on him, so he came up with an idea. He took a regular deck of playing cards and wrote 52 questions out on a legal pad that corresponded with each card. Questions like, when was the last time you were proud of your partner? And what three attributes made you fall in love with your partner? As they played, the couple started to get closer, touching each other's hands, kissing each other on the cheek. The little game was so much of a success that the wife said after playing, man, I feel like we just went through couples rehab. The idea of the game stayed with James for 6 years until he met his then-girlfriend, now fiance, Ashley Chafee, who at the time was in commercial interior design. Far cry from dealing with couples. Although I've heard from a few interior designers that you're doing a lot of relationship stuff in that world.
Yeah.
He told her the idea of the game and she said, let's make it happen. Thus the birth of Rehab Gaming USA and their first game, Rehab, a couples release. Since then, they've created two more games, Rehab, A Family's Release, and Rehab After Dark. They hope these games encourage players to put down their smartphones and talk face-to-face and to rehab the art of conversation in such a digital age. James and Ashley, thank you for spending some time with us today. Oh my gosh.
Thank you for having us.
Well,
glad to be here.
I love, James, that this all started with you, a deck of cards, and a legal pad.
You know what? I'm inquisitive by nature, mm-hmm. and I wish I could say that there was more to it. Like, we had this great idea of trying to help couples and all this stuff. But initially, I wanted to help myself and try to get through this evening because I knew they were icy. They mm-hmm. were not communicating for weeks prior to this. And I was just amazed that they were coming over.
Why did you invite them over in the first place?
Well, I like to see, in order to see my friends, sometimes you got to have a wife come over and all the above. So I just figured it'd be fun. And then it really stuck with me at the end there when she says, geez, I feel like we went through rehab, mm-hmm. couples therapy. Yep. So it was good.
Yeah, being almost married to him, he definitely puts you through like this ring of questions, and he's not satisfied with a yes or no answer. Mm-hmm. He likes to dive deep. And so when he told me about a couples release, Rehab a couples release, it was just very much an extension of him, how he gets to know people, how he gets to talk to people. And not a lot of people do that because it's very uncomfortable talking to strangers in such a inquisitive way. So
it's the best story though. Like, if you really think about, like, Lisa, like you and Tony, you met, and if like we were all out sitting out having wine, mm-hmm. I'm not satisfied with like, hey, we met at a restaurant, yeah. or we met at a game, or we yeah. met. I want to know like, hey, well, who saw who first?
Sure.
Was there instant attraction? Was there, what did you think? Were you nervous? Did your heart beat? How did you get the guts to come up? Who did you call, after you met them yeah. on that first date? Because that's like great conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, 2 hours goes by, but everybody feels fulfilled. Yeah. So that's what we're trying to do with these games.
I love it. And I love, actually, first of all, I love that you asked the question, like, why would you invite? Because we all have the... We all have those friends that are in that place. And James, I love that you just said, you know what? I want to see my buddy. And if I got to invite both of them over, well, this is what we're going to do. But from that, one of the things that's kind of rattling in my head is, this idea that you as a man were initiating all of these conversations, these questions.
Totally out of character for the male species.
Well, just stereotypically,
yeah.
men aren't given that much credit for being this inquisitive and being married to a guy that digs deep. I totally, buck the stereotype, but I think there are a lot of men that are like, surface, And so by nature, it's my understanding, partly because I have my hands on both decks, that these are questions that a man could feel comfortable asking without being like, oh, this is like too touchy-feely.
100%. We actually created the games for those people. So even because I know some women who aren't comfortable with talking. So we wanted the questions to be inquisitive, but also the person who's answering the questions can take it as deep as they want to go with it or as surface level as they want to go with it. The important thing is you're talking. It's a tool to help people talk face to face. So if you're, you know, only doing the surface, it's still a step in the right direction. Mm-hmm. If you are taking it to the deeper level, it's creating that conversation that might not come as naturally as some have it, like James. But it's also taking them through this roller coaster ride.
I'll tell you what we were surprised about. So, you know, we create the game and we launch the game and it turns out to be a hit, which is wonderful. But we still don't know what we really have. So we start doing farmers markets across the country, and we're doing Kiwanis clubs. We want to get in front of as many real people, couples, all different ages, young, old, everybody. And to your point, we were surprised at the fact of it's men. The question in the deck is, this is a couple's release, describe in detail the first time you ever saw your partner.
Yeah.
And it's always men. They know the date. They know the time.
They know what they were wearing.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, even like Midwestern and like blue collar. And you would think that she's like, oh my God, you would never open up about that. Mm-hmm. And I mean, so many beautiful stories we've heard based on that question, but from men. And then, you know, the wife just sits there and smiles. Like, so excited.
Because they've never heard that. And, you know, like what normal conversation, which we should, this should be the norm, right? Having these times of conversation. But what normal conversation was like, hey, list three attributes that made you fall in love with me.
That doesn't come up at dinner.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't come up at dinner.
that doesn't fall in line with, don't forget, we've got this on Friday night.
Yeah.
You need to do the your kids, homework, which is a whole nother. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And so, and I love that because specifically when a woman hears her man talk about that first time, because she's like, I totally had the butterflies. I know what was going on. Like I can see the picture, but when she hears it from him, and that trip down memory lane, what a powerful connection point for a couple.
I tell you what, and he wants to hear it from her too.
Yes.
So the and you know this, Elisa, the way the game is designed is, you know, one partner is going to ask the question, and that partner that asked the first question is going to answer it. But we're forcing the other partner to answer the same question. So that partner that picks the initial card, they get that same feeling. They get the reward because when they read it, they want to know what their partner thinks too. So keeps it fun.
Yeah, and that's it, specifically with a couple's release. And as you know, with After Dark, I wanted to broach the topic of intimacy, and he was like, nope, not doing it.
You just needed the right environment, that's all.
No, we're not going to do it. But, you know, well, we can talk about that later, but just how the questions that we came up with for After Dark, talking about a touchy subject like intimacy, and you know, and our games are for everybody, for people who have communication issues, for people who don't have communications issues, but After Dark especially, for those couples who are experiencing maybe intimacy related communication issues, we wanted something that was fun, that was non-intimidating, and the men don't feel that uncomfortable. And I think that we came up with a really great game.
Yeah. I mean, we're by no means experts. Elisa, you're the expert. That's why we wanted to partner with you guys.
Yeah.
But we're smart enough to realize that in a relationship, if you can laugh and the games force you to laugh.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just thinking of funny stories and your awkwardness, and whether it's After Dark or laughing in a relationship is key. We're excited that we have it. I know you and Tony have it, but it's we're trying to get couples to laugh together. And interesting story too. So when we first got our first decks of couples release, they were just the prototypes. And
which he didn't let me see, by the way.
Ashley didn't even see him. I wouldn't let her see it until it was, because you don't get it until it's on the cards. Like, you have to see it on the cards and the colors. And when you put them down and you don't know which card you're going to get and pick it up, it's like a surprise. But we took it to, we took it out in Naples to some restaurants where there were maybe 50 people around the bar. And we just went up to couples and said, hey, you know, we're a brand new card game. We'd love your feedback. And we give it to three couples. We just sat back for an hour. We did buy him a drink too, so that helps.
Well, yeah, it's a way to break the ice. I'm a complete stranger coming up and asking for something. By the way, can I buy you a drink?
Yeah.
But the one thing that happened with these couples is they were all laughing. They were all getting closer. They were all, and this was over an hour, hour and a half of playing the game. So we looked at each other and we said, wow, we really got something here. This is fun.
But I think you bring up a good point. You know, it's in our digital age, we spend so much time staring at our phones.
Yeah.
Right. Whether you're together at a restaurant, whether you're, you know, somebody's, you know, one person's driving, another person's in the passenger seat, we're spending all this time. And my coaching clients know that since I got these decks of cards, like they sit on my desk. And so when I'm in the middle of a call, I'm like, okay, here's what I'm going to send you a link to. And I'm like trying to do it. Can't do it while I'm talking at the same time, but I'll put up one of the decks, whether it's a couple's release or After Dark, and say, I'm going to send you the link for this. Because what I love about this particular tool for communication and for helping couples work through, whether it's just strengthening communication with a couple's release, or if they really want to dig into, you know, the sexual intimacy with After Dark, is that these cards, folks, literally, it's a regular playing card.
Yeah,
right? It's the size, you know, just doesn't have aces and diamonds and hearts on it, right? It's your deck that you're going to take with you. I told husbands, I'm like, stick a couple cards in your wallet. Right? Yeah. It's not that big a deal. Ladies, put them in your purse, and you can be sitting at dinner. You can be riding in the car, pull out a card, and you've got conversation. Mm-hmm. It's not that awkward, like, we've been in the car for 5 minutes and nobody said anything. Who's going to talk first?
Oh, we had that story. This poor lady had to drive 4 hours with her husband. So she bought the game, and this was after. She says, I just drove last weekend. 4 hours, we didn't say a word to each other.
Can you imagine?
And she walked away from the table after she bought the game. We hope that never happens to us, where we don't have anything to say, but I'm sure you coach clients like that.
Hear it all the time.
With our smartphones, so everybody, since we started rehab, everybody comes up to us and like, oh, you're a bunch of hippies. You don't, you know, believe in technology. And let me just say, I rely on my smartphone for everything. Okay. And I know that it's not going anywhere. However, anything, if you prioritize anything over your relationship, that's an issue. So when you prioritize communicating with so-and-so while you're out on a date, because it's instant. It's instantly right there. And there's a ton of stats out there that, you know, we're addicted to our cell phones and the melatonin, everything. Or dopamine levels. But when you prioritize that over communicating with your spouse or communicating with the person you're in a relationship with, that's when it becomes an issue. And we are in a society that is teetering on the edge. You know, we're teetering on the edge of our kids not knowing how to turn in a paper with correct grammar and using texting talk. We are teetering on the edge where more people are getting in traffic accidents, walking in on their cell phones and texting. You know, we are losing sight of that genuine face-to-face communication. And so that's why we hope that our games are a tool to help people reconnect face-to-face.
It's amazing. Everybody will say, if you go out to dinner tonight or this weekend, just look around.
Yeah,
that's all you gotta do. Look around a restaurant and you will see, you know, couples just face down on their phone, kids with iPads, with, you know, the parents not interacting with them.
Sure.
And, you know, all of our research shows, one, kids want to have a voice at the table. Mm-hmm. They want to talk about everything and the crazy stuff and the fun stuff with their parents. They just want to be listened to, right? And I love going out and with Ashley, but I love to interact with other people.
Yeah.
Because you, like, their stories are amazing.
We always make new friends when we go out.
I can see that. I can see that. Well, and you bring up a good point, James, and we're not going to make it the focus of this conversation per se, but you also have a family release.
Yes. Yeah.
So we're going to talk about After Dark a little bit more in, you know, in just a couple minutes. But for those that are watching, can you kind of give us sort of an overview of what a family release is?
Yeah. So James has a son. And when we moved in together, my whole thing that I wanted to bring to our family was creating the family dinner table again, bringing the importance of the family dinner table. So how we did that, no cell phones, obviously, at the table, but we asked really silly questions, you know, during dinner time. And we created these memories and we, you know, talked about ideas. And in the process, you know, being a step parent is a hard role to be. But in the process of creating that atmosphere, I was able to build a foundation for a relationship with his son. And, you know, going back to the whole using this as a tool, we have to be the examples for him. You know, what he needs to have in a relationship, we need to be the examples of. What he expects, you know, his family during the dinner table, we have to be the examples of. So if we're constantly in our cell phones and we're constantly not, you know, communicating, that's going to kind of say, oh, that's the norm. That's what, you know, mom or dad and Ashley did, you know, that's what it is. So that's going kind of hold all back to that. But from those conversations, we came up with a family's release, which he, what, wrote 95% of the questions?
Sure. Should we say it's a certified 11, sixth grader?
Yeah,
approved. I love that because I think there are a lot of folks that are going to watch this video. There are a lot of folks that are going to hear about these games and they're wondering, you know, how do I have a conversation with my kids? Because the phones have replaced it, because video games have replaced it. And I know even in our family, we do have a no cell phone at the table.
Yeah.
Policy. Like, do you even get near my dinner table with a cell phone? And I'm like,
see ya.
Smoke starts coming out of my ears, that type of thing. But you, we find it even during busy seasons. Last week, both kids were, we didn't have dinner with both kids for a week just because of theater practice and sports, you know, and all this kind of stuff. And so last night we sit down and we were probably at the table for 45 minutes just talking and laughing. And that's when mom gets her happy face on because I'm like, oh, everybody's here. This is awesome. And it's becoming a lost art. I agree with you 100%. And so I love that, you know, even at a dinner table with the kids, you can choose to bring out another deck and just say, hey, everybody, you know, if there's four of us at the table, everybody's going to pick one card and we're all going to go around the table and nobody gets up until these questions are answered.
Ashley won't let me go. Like, I can't get on my soapbox, but I all I'll say is I truly believe that so many issues can be solved if it all goes back to parenting. It all goes back to the dining room table, checking in with your kids, seeing what's going on in your life, setting the example for them. And it's hard. It really is hard when you're going a million miles an hour, but there's nothing more important than that. That sets it. It sets the tone for that, for your kid's life. And wish that could, I love that game just for that reason. So.
Well, and I love what you're saying because the folks in the One Extraordinary Marriage family and the Position of the Month Club that are watching here, they know how we feel about leaving a legacy. They know that what a couple does trickle over and travel down into their children. I often, with my coaching clients, say, you know, what are you expecting for your grandchildren? Because what's going to happen to your grandchildren starts right now. So I love these games because it's like, you know what, maybe we don't have the best communication. Maybe we find it really difficult to talk about sex. Okay, what are we going to do? Are we going to be awkward? Or are you going to get the eye roll like we get from our kids? They're like, oh my gosh, again?
I know enough about sex, mom and dad.
Right. But the thing is, I know my kids aren't ever going to have that awkwardness. Right? Because it's become normalized. And I love that these are tools. And I do want to jump into After Dark. Because that is the one, folks, for those of you that don't know, although you should because you got your Christmas presents, we did collaborate with James and Ashley. They reached out to us and said, we're not the experts in this area, but we love what you guys do there at One Extraordinary Marriage. What do you think? And we said, one, I'm always looking for more tools for my coaching clients. So let's start there. And then we started this amazing journey. And it really was a journey. Like all of you that think that, you know, things just happen overnight. No, there overnight successes are lots and lots of nights and days and revisions. And these two have such a passion for each and every one of you, for your couples. You know, when they talk about rehabbing the art of conversation, this is not just surface talk. This is, you know, I would hope by now you know that these two are not operating at the surface level, but now that we're digging a little bit more into this, actually, I want to find out, how did you convince James to go into this particular deck when he was like, yeah, no, that's okay?
You guys, honestly, he said the only way that I would do an After Dark version, because I was like, everybody was coming to me, you know, mm-hmm. that's saying, we love a couple's release. And a couple's release, one, is clean enough to play with your adult children, adult friends. It's not just a one-on-one game. I mean, it's 100% clean game, clean. But, you know, married couples are like, man, we wish that it would go a little bit deeper into like the sex. Mm-hmm. So I brought this up to him and he's like, absolutely not. And I'm like, man, I really do feel like there is a need.
Yeah.
And I had an instance where a friend of mine became roommates with his wife, which okay. I'm sure you have hear that a lot. There's roommate, there's no sexual desire there, there's nothing. And, you know, my parents are celebrating their 40th wedding anniversary today. So happy anniversary, mom and dad.
Yes.
And I grew up in a very openly communicating and sex household. Mm-hmm. And I felt like this is something that people need. This is a, you know, fun game, non-intimidating, non-therapy-y. You know, we didn't want that. So I said to him, all right, if we can partner with somebody who is, one, an expert in this topic, and two, is on our same field, like mm-hmm. knows that we don't want it to be too therapy-y, but we want it to help couples, all of the stuff. So I Googled just relationship experts, and Cosmopolitan's article came up saying the top 10 podcasts that you need to listen to instead of going to couples therapy. And so I pulled it up and you guys were on it. And I did research into it and I was like, wow, this is like the number one podcast on iTunes right now. Like, this would be awesome. Not thinking that you guys would respond. Mm-hmm. But I reached out to you and then you guys responded back. And we sent you a deck of a couple's release. And I think it was the interview, Alisa, that you and I did, just kind of getting to know each other mm-hmm. and talking to each other. Because he still wasn't convinced at that point in time. But we talked with each other and we were kind of on the same page and we hung up the phone and he looked at me and he's like, I'm 100% on board. And I was like, all right, let's do this. And he's like, you guys have, you know exactly how to ask a question without it being too, deep, you know, too deep. Before you guys got on board, there was another therapist who was very like, oh no, this needs to go deeper. This is very surface. And I was like, no, guys will never want to ask, you know, answer this question. So that's you guys. Yeah. You guys were the reason that he was on board with it.
So my hesitations for the game were just based on, it's so easy to go trashy. It's so easy to go explicit and vulgar, and those games are out there.
Oh, sure.
It's really hard.
They're fun. Those games are fun.
They are fun. They're great. And then it's one of those things, okay, well, do you want to attach your name to that forever? When your kid Googles you later in life and you created, you know, those type of games, it's not really the perception that I would like to give. Mm-hmm. But I grew up in a very, we didn't talk about sex.
Okay.
You know, it was never brought up. It was fast forwarding through the, you know, nude scenes of movies. And my dad would always say like, what is this crap? You know, it's just like, you never talk about that. So now that I have a 12-year-old, I'm saying, okay, wait a minute. I want to flip the script. It's still very uncomfortable for me to be open with my son about sex and talking about that is. So I'm going against what I feel comfortable with. Mm. And then when it comes down to this game, I'm thinking, hey, regular guys are not going to want to play this game. Yeah. There's no way. They're going to be sweating under their shirt. It's just not going to work. And it took the first interview that we all did to really see, okay, and listen to your podcast, by the way, helped. And it's like, okay, there's a way that we could do this clean. Mm-hmm. And when I say clean, it's not that I'm square. It's just that I like getting creative with the questions so that it's, to me, it's cheap to just explicitly write something on a card to get that reaction. Mm-hmm. I'd rather come up with something a lot more creative, like, how did you learn about the birds and the bees?
Love that question.
Great question. And you could go so many different ways. You could talk about your first experience. You could talk about maybe you walked in on your parents or whatever it may be.
And it answers so much.
But it's such a, just a delicate question that is so finely worded that you guys created that is just, it's perfect.
Yeah.
It really is. And it's that question right there is why I'm so proud of this deck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because it's, you know, there are other ways to, you know, talk about sex and talk mm-hmm. about intimacy without being vulgar.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was very protective of that as if we were going to create the game. So that's why I was hesitant. And I think we knocked it out of the park, to be perfectly frank.
Yeah. And the feedback on the questions too, it's, you know, we don't hide the fact that we're talking about sex. Mm-hmm. We ask questions about sex. But the feedback of, and I think you brought this up, Elisa, is that this is the precursor to what's happening in the bedroom, mm-hmm. right? So this is what you bring out on date night to initiate that level of intimacy with your partner that will go into the bedroom. This is not the deck that you bring out during, you know, this isn't like the 50 sexy moves that you want to do. But this is, and we struggle with this.
Mm-hmm. You
know, every couple struggles with communicating intimacy and communicating sex and communicating fantasies. But again, we want to set the example for our legacy that a loving marriage, a loving relationship has sex in it. I mean, that's a big part of it. And not just sex, but the intimacy, like being able to be intimately connected to your partner is a huge deal. So I feel like this tool, you know, again, for couples who don't have that communication issue, but who want to dive deeper into that and maybe ask questions that they wouldn't normally ask on a regular basis, I feel like this game kind of incorporates it all.
Well, and I do that birds and bees question. That is one of my favorites too. Just because I agree with you, Ashley, it does reveal so much about how the two of you relate to one another.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we might, you know, as we're getting to know people, we might say, well, you know what, you know, if you had previous partners, right? There's all of these ways that we might ask that question.
Yeah.
But when the two of you are sitting around, you're like, how did you learn about the birds and the bees? And you're like, like you said, oh, did you walk in on your parents? Was it, you know, all of these, and you're just having a conversation, and then that you're like, oh. And some of you might be like, that explains so much. Yeah. So much. Or, you know, even hearing the stories for the two of you, you know, one family that, you know, didn't talk about sex at all, one family that was very open, and all of a sudden you're making a family together.
Yeah.
Where you've got these two competing, you know, backgrounds, and you're like, okay, how do we merge this together? And I love, you know, even some of the folks in the Position of the Month Club, there was the birthday card, you know, it's your birthday, what's the one gift?
Oh, yeah.
And as luck would have it, one of the couples that received that sample card, it was the husband's birthday. He got that card on his birthday when it arrived in the mail. And so they were quite excited about that. But, you know, I want to actually just share a couple of the questions, if that's okay with you guys.
Sure.
Do you have, besides the birds and the bees, do you have a couple favorites that you want to?
Yeah, let's go. You go first and then okay. We'll.
So guys, one of the things that you need to know about this is that there are questions that are active, right? So like the social cards.
Here's one.
You got to do the social cards. The social cards are, it's the funnest part of the game.
Yeah. He loves the social cards.
Yeah.
Do you want to read one of the social cards?
Oh, so one of my favorite social cards is play your favorite slow song and dance the entire song with your partner. And it's so easy that, hey, just pop your favorite song on, have them on, and force yourself that you're at a middle school dance and do it. And you will be so surprised halfway through. If you haven't danced with your partner in, it's been a while, if you can't remember when, do it. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to jump on this right now. Put your favorite station on Pandora and just dance one song. Just get it done. You'll be so happy that you did.
Well, and here's what's so great about that is that there's actually no conversation.
No.
in that action, right? Just like you're just going to pull it on, whether it's the, you know, your favorite song, whether it's the one that you dance to at your wedding, whatever. But whoever's hearing that song show up is going to instantly go back to that point in time. You're going to reach your hand out. You're going to start dancing. No words required. This is one of the few non-conversational parts. Mm-hmm. And yet what's going to come out of that in terms of conversation and the connection the two of you have, like it's making my, like, I just feel a little fluttery inside just even thinking about mm-hmm. couples. Mm-hmm. Slow dancing. Go for it.
One of my favorite social cards is, you know, bringing the fun element into it is the throwback to middle school. Enjoy 7 minutes in heaven, and we encourage you to do it in the closet. And the reason why we're encouraging you to do 7 minutes in heaven in the closet is because, one, you're not going to do that normally, right?
Right.
Adults, you're not going to do that normally, but it's bringing you to your childhood, I guess, mm-hmm. you know, your adolescence. Where you are connecting like that, and it is something that you guys can have fun with, you know, whether it is just making out or doing whatever. But it's, I think that one is a fun.
You'll laugh.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we learned with the family's release was, hey, we can create some questions that parents could really use. Mm-hmm. So like if their kid comes home and they're sad, what would they do to cheer themselves up? That's a great thing for a parent to know.
Sure.
So they can be on the lookout for it. So I know we have questions in here, for instance, like, hey, if you had a tough day at work and you come home, like, how would you want to be kissed?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And again, a telling thing for a partner to look at and say, ah, I know what they need right now.
Yeah.
And I know because of the game.
Well, and that's where I think the benefit of this game is more than just, you know, the half hour, hour and a half, like you were talking about, you know, with those folks in the bar, that you're playing the game. It's taking that information. And this is where we really see rehabbing the art of conversation, you know, carries on, because you find out, you know, like one of the cards I'd picked up, you know, kiss and tell, you've been traveling on a business trip. You love it when your partner greets you with this type of kiss when you arrive home from the trip. You have that information in your head, just like you said, James, if it's been a rough day at work or you've been away on a business trip. And now you can hold on to that. They come home from a business trip. You're like, I've got this. I'm going to nail it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do this right now. And then like the whole rest of the evening is going to be amazing, regardless of what chaos is ensuing with bills and family and kids and everything else, because they got that kiss on the front end of the return.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh my gosh, he or she sees me and values me and is loving me the way I want to be loved.
Yep.
And you never know unless you asked.
Exactly.
So good, you guys. So I want to, just as we're wrapping this up, what is the best place for folks to explore After Dark, couples release? Where should they go?
OneExtraordinaryMarriage.com/AfterDark. So OneExtraordinaryMarriage.com/AfterDark.
Perfect.
And it's sold for $11.95 and shipping and handling, obviously. But again, $11.95. for a night and more of conversation.
And more. I love the way you add that on there. More. And here's the thing, guys. I mean, seriously, think about it, right? All of you that are watching, there are 52 cards in this deck. Interestingly enough, there are 52 weeks in the year. Like, yeah. Call it coincidence. I don't know. You could actually pull out one card a week mm-hmm. heading into this next year and just have fun with it. Shuffle it up. You two have to pull a different card. I don't care. Have fun. You know, yeah. Just like James and Ashley said, bring laughter back into your relationship. Bring fun. Don't get so like, oh, we have to talk to one another. You know, it's not misery.
No.
Make it fun.
We've had, there's been thousands upon thousands of decks that have sold. There's mm-hmm. not one couple yet that we've heard of actually made it through all the cards in one sitting.
No.
So it's, what happens is the beauty of the game is, whether it's couples release, families release, or After Dark, it's we probe the initial question.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then it's, geez, I didn't know you wanted to be an attorney. Like, where did you, like, you went to law school, or mm-hmm. or why did you not do that anymore? What happened, or any of that stuff? And a conversation just goes. Mm-hmm. And all we are is the igniter. The game is the igniter.
We're the facilitator.
I love it. I love it. You guys are like the match lighting the fire mm-hmm. for these couples, you know, of just saying, you know what, we're going to be that catalyst. All you need is a spark,
yep.
right? That's all couples need, is they just need a spark to get going. Cause for a lot of them, it's been a long time. And I'm so grateful to one, have had you reach out to us all those months ago. I'm grateful to learn not just about, obviously we've got, you know, a very big involvement with After Dark, but this all came about because of a couple's release.
Yeah.
And because of you saying that. And so, you know, I thank you for your passion for couples, for what they do, and for what you want couples to have in their relationship. We don't take that lightly when there are other people in this world that say, you know what, we want to see couples succeed. So again, James and Ashley, thank you. Thank you for this. Folks, I will put the link that Ashley mentioned, the One Extraordinary Marriage /After Dark. I'll put that in the Facebook comments so that you can see that there. And James and Ashley, I know that our folks will be seeing you again and again, because we'll definitely have you back on. Thank you.
Thank you so much.